This is Ruben.
Yes, hi Ruben. This is Chris Gamble again. Sorry about that earlier.
Not a problem. How can I help you out today, Chris?
Well, I'm putting together a package of equipment for a restaurant, and I got your number from Jim at Restaurant Solution.
Okay.
I actually financed my last restaurant through him, but with a different company.
Okay.
So I just need to know what's the procedure.
Yeah, let me ask you some questions. So it sounds like you have a few restaurants. Is that correct?
Yes, I've had.
Okay. Okay. Do you currently own any restaurants?
No, I'm building a new one.
So you said you financed with him previously. What happened to your previous venture?
Well, I sold that one.
Okay. When did you sell your business?
It actually wasn't a restaurant. It was a I supplied the airport with like sandwiches, you know, soup,
okay,
stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay. And who did you finance with previously?
You know, I can't remember. I have to go and look and find out. I have to find out from Jim who I did it through the last time.
Okay. And I don't want to prod you for information. The more information I have up front,
it's cool.
So one of the most important things for us financing is time in business. We do startups. The reason we work with Jim, and we're actually part of we're a financing company that's part of a big dealer group he's part of called Excel dealer group, is that we're willing to look at startups when most lenders just will not touch them. So the question I have for you is this.
Yeah.
How long has it been since you sold your current restaurant? Or current business, I'm sorry.
About 2 years ago.
Okay, and what have you been doing over the past 2 years?
I'm independently wealthy. I actually can do it myself. I'm going to do it this way.
Okay.
I have a lot of investments and stuff like that.
Okay.
My wife is a RSVP of Home Depot.
Okay. And how much funding are you looking for?
Like $30,000. Actually, I'm maybe about $25,000, just the major stuff.
Okay. I've got a program for you that you would qualify for. Most startup financing is pretty darn aggressive. We've got a really nice in-house program. We're a direct lender that goes up to about $35,000. I know the program off the top of my head. So what I want to do is I want to give you exact terms so you know exactly what this financing will look like as a startup, so you don't feel like you feel like I'm giving you real numbers, okay?
Okay.
So, and we're looking at 25 or 30.
Well, I'm looking at about 25.
Okay. So you said to go under your business credit, so it wouldn't affect your personal credit. I'm going to give you a very accurate quote. I just did this for another customer. Same exact program. It's the best in the startup industry world. If we finance $25,000, you'd have one payment down of $5,000. Okay? That'd be your first down payment.
Mm-hmm.
You would have... And there's three different tiers in this program, so I'm going to give you I'm going to give you a number that's accurate within about $25, okay?
Okay.
Now, are you looking to do this quickly, like a two-year, or you want to do this over 3 years? What is important to you?
You know, I actually might pay it off before, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I'm right now in construction, and I want to spend the money I have because, you know, a thing came up the other day which I didn't expect. So this is why I'm doing it. Actually financing this. I just want to keep the cash I have in the bank right now.
I wish you could speak to half the customers in this industry because they spend all their money and then they come looking for money when they have none left and it's very difficult. So you're actually doing this the smart way.
I've been in the business for 30 years. I've owned like 4 restaurants. So, you know, and I've never really had a bad restaurant. Sometimes you're in it for a while, you get burned out. I tend to sell them after a while and take a little break and then get back into them. But part of what I'm actually, I bought a building and I'm extending one side of it to do this restaurant. And, you know, every couple of days your contractor calls you up and he tells you, well, you know, we didn't know this, but it's going to be another
house
or another. So that's why I wanted, and I had the money fired to my account. Based on what my estimate of what this project was going to cost. So based on that, I want to keep the cash until I finish this thing, and I might just write a check a month or two into it, or and pay it off, or I might pay it off. You know, it doesn't matter. But the reason
you want to preserve your liquidity. You want to preserve your liquidity. Not a problem. So let me give you a number that's very, very accurate. The number I'm going to give you is with $5,000 as a first payment, you'd finance the full $25,000. You'd put $5,000 as a first payment, and you'd have, say, 35 remaining payments to us, okay? So that's a 36-month term, one at $5,000, 35 remaining. The payment that I'm going to quote you is going to be... Give me a second. I'm going to quote you a payment of $838 a month.
Okay.
And if you wanted to do 23 remaining payments, I'm going to quote you a payment of about $1,178 a month.
No, I'll do the eight, and I'll definitely pay it off early, honestly. Okay. I just want to get out of this construction phase, do an assessment, and then decide what I'm going to do.
Okay, and just, you know, the transactions we provide, they're fixed payment schedules. I'm not sure if you'll get a discount for paying off early, but you definitely won't get a penalty. Here's the next step. If you want to text me your email address, I will send you an application within about 30 minutes. I will tell you exactly what I need. I'm going to need an application. I'm going to send you, it's very basic, an application, your last 2 years because you're a startup, your last 2 years of your personal tax returns, your last 3 to 4 months personal or business bank statements. Do you have a business account set up yet?
Yes. Uh-huh.
All right, so last 3 to 4 months of personal business accounts, and basically a one-page questionnaire that takes 3 minutes, you basically telling our credit department basic answers like, what is your experience? Why do you think you'll succeed? Very basic stuff. Once you get that to me, it will take me about 4 to 8 hours to give you an approval, so probably first thing tomorrow morning based on the time frame.
Okay, I'll send you my email.
Perfect. Anything else I can do for you right now?
No, that's it.
Thank you so much for your time.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.